Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Pesachim. We know, of course, that chametz is grain product that has risen. We also know that seor is a leavening agent, something that causes dough to rise. A good example that we've used multiple times is a starter, like a sourdough starter, that an over-leavened piece of dough that is going to pass on its fermentation to the new dough. Our Mishnah Hey, introduces us to a new concept, a new word, si'ur. Si'ur looks a lot like a se'or, but it's a different thing. Si'ur is partially or incompletely risen dough. Si'ur falls into the category of chometz noksha that we've talked about before, because it is not edible, because it's only partially risen. Si'ur must be burned like all chametz noksha, but it is not asur ba'achila, also like all chametz noksha. So it's very important to know, right, what is defined as si'ur and what is defined as chametz. What is the dividing line, right? If partial chametz, something that is partially risen, is also asur to maintain, it has to be burned, but actual chametz can't be eaten. And so we have to know the difference. Our Mishnah refers to actual chametz as siduk, that which is cracked, for reasons that we will see shortly, that one of the signs of chimutz is that the rising dough starts to show cracks. So Mishnah Hay says, si'ur yisaref, right? Si'ur, partially risen dough, needs to be burned. V'ha'ochlo patur, but if you eat it, you do not get kares. Siduk yisareif v'ha'ochlo chayv kares. However, if it is cracked, meaning that's what we call chametz, then it needs to be burned. And if you eat it, you get kares because it's actual chametz. So ezehu si'ur. What is si'ur? How can you tell? So we have two opinions here. We have Rabbi Yehuda and they have the Chachamim. We'll start with Rabbi Yehuda. But before we do, we should note that in the process of rising, the dough goes through essentially three visible stages. One is the dough starts to pale slightly in color. Number two is it develops small microfissures. And number three is these microfissures expand into small cracks. So Rabbi Yehuda says, ezehu si'ur, what is partially risen but not yet completely risen? Kikarnei chagavim, like a grasshopper antennas or locust antennas. Basically, he's referring to step number two. The dough develops small microfractures that look a little bit like grasshopper antennas. So he holds that step number one is not yet si'ur. Step number one is completely mutter, right? Dough starting to pale is not yet even a little bit chametz. Step number two, where we're developing small microfissures like antennas of a locust, is si'ur, right? So it has to be gotten rid of, but it's not asur b'achila. Step number three, where the fissures expand, siduk, right? Shin is arvu sedak of zebazeh. When it's full chametz, what we call cracked, it's when the fissures start to intersect. They grow and they start to touch each other and intersect. And that is real chametz. V'chachamim don't agree. V'chachamim omrim, ze v'zeh ha'ochlu chayv kares. No, both it's true that the expanded cracks are chametz, but even the small karnei chagavim, micro fissures, are also full chametz, and the chayev kares, if you eat them. Ve'ezehu si'ur, so what is partially but incompletely risen? Kol shehichsifu panav. If its face, its surface, becomes embarrassed, meaning it becomes white. Ke'adam she'amdu sa'arosav, like a person who is frightened, his hair stands on end. That's our expression. Person's hair stands on end, it's because you're frightened and you pale. And so if that's referring to step number one, where the dough starts to pale slightly. So according to the Chachamim, once the dough starts to pale, it's already si'ur and has to be gotten rid of, even though it's not yet chametz, even a little bit. Or it's a little bit, but it's not yet chametz, and it's no isra achila. Once it starts to develop even the microfractures, then we're talking about real chametz. And it has to, not only has to be got rid of, but you eat it, you're chayev karis.